Meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you all for joining the Root Zone LGR study group meeting on 29th of October 2018. We have Dennis, Desalyn, Mariana, and Sarmad on the call. Over to you, Dennis.
Thank you, Sarmad. Okay, first item on the agenda is we have a volunteer wants to join the group after being aware of the our efforts during the ICANN 63 session. So I sent a note over the last days of last week if there were any objections accepting Mr. Harsha. I don't want to kill his last name, so not pretend I'm able to pronounce it. Mr. Harsha from the Sinala Generation Pilot wants to join us. I haven't heard any objections as to allowing him to participate. Of course, Mr. Harsha will have to get up to speed where we are now and accept all the decisions that we have made thus far and then contribute moving forward. So that said, I think we want to invite Mr. Harsha to the study group, and he can join us as quickly as he's able to do so. And Sarma, just an action item, so let's add Harsha to the mailing list, welcome him, and he's welcome to participate in our next call, which is next Monday.
Sure. Dennis, I'll add him to the list and announce that to him as well as the study group, to the study group.
Thank you. Okay, so now that's out of the way, let's focus now on the document. And when we left 2 weeks ago, please, if you in the chat room, there is the link to the Google Docs. I only see two people joining, so please click on it so you can join me in the Google Docs. Okay. So last time we met, we were discussing the what to do, the approach for scripts not supported by the Root Zone LGR. And this is not just code points of a script that were excluded or not included by the generation panel, but it's the script not included altogether, right? So what is the study group, the decision was to list a series of considerations that policy will need to take into account in order to come up with a decision as to how to process those, if that's even an option for the policy to decide. And last time we discussed having two options, because we cannot get around a one single one. We are presenting two different paths, one which we would recommend a conservative way to validate and calculate variance of a script not supported by the Root Zone LGR. And the other option was to simply not recommend not delegation until a Root Zone LGR supports such a script. And in coming up with the approach for a conservative method, we talk about laying out principles as to how this conservative method would look like. And by conservative in this context, we mean something even more conservative what would a generation panel could come up with. So we know it's going to be the code repertoire is going to be a subset of MSR. And even then, we want to ask a the group that is going to be tasked with coming up with a repertoire and variant rules to think about the principles as by which they can come up with a conservative repertoire, one that is even more conservative than what a generation panel would look like. And therefore, based on that, based on the discussion we had 2 weeks ago, these are the principles or items that we want to discuss now and see if that we are happy with the outcome or the direction we are going. So I'll give you a few seconds to read through this and let's have a conversation whether we are in a good place, going in the right direction.
Sarmad, I'd like to make a comment.
Yes, Sarmad, please go ahead.
thank you. So, I guess not specifically commenting on specific statements at this time, but I think more generally, I think we should probably make a higher level reference to RFC 6912. Which are the overlying principles which guide such work. These are, in a way, I guess, indirectly also referenced from the LGR procedure. But at that time, RFC 6912 was not developed. So I think RFC, if I remember correctly, RFC 6912 actually developed through this process, which eventually became an RFC. But it's many of the same principles, I think. Which are in the LGR procedure as in captured now in RFC 6912. So in any case, I think that's a good overall framework which can set the stage for this discussion. So that was just one general comment. And then I think what we need to do is we need to have at least one specific comment each on the repertoire, the variants and the WLE rules. And I guess the overall structure is the same, but we want to maybe, if this is the option we're considering, that somebody can take a look at it and determine whether the label is valid or invalid, then their criteria should be more conservative than what a generation panel will eventually come up with, as you already suggested. So in that context, I think we need to give some direction in the context of repertoire, in the context of variant rules, as well as in the context of WLE rules. What that is, I guess, we can discuss further, but at least there are three, I guess, points we need to address to come up with the overall solution. So that's my initial comment. I'll come back and make a few more comments, but let me stop here and see if everybody else agrees to what I'm suggesting.
Thank you, Sarmad. The silent, you say you cannot hear me. Is that the case? Can you respond back? You're hearing this? Okay.
Desalan, you may be on mute. You may want to unmute yourself when you speak.
Can anybody else hear me okay?
I hear you fine. Yes.
Okay.
Desalan's typing.
Thank you, Mirjana.
This is Salim. I think Gaurav just joined.
Yes, this is Gaurav.
Okay.
So it seems like it's just a bad connection for this one because he's just having trouble. This choppy voice probably going to him.
Okay, Desalin, you may want to reconnect perhaps to get a better connection. Okay. Well, Desalin is sorting out his tech issues. We can continue. So, to Sarmat's point, I agree. Referencing 6912 and the LDR procedure is a good addition to this, so that there is a technical reference to this, so that's a good addition. On the variants, so I put Roman numeral 1 and 2. 1 is addresses the repertoire, and Roman numeral 2 is for variants. Really thinking about a conservative way to come up with variants. We certainly want that variants must be identified, and then the conservative approach will be to block all possible variant candidates or variant labels instead of finding a allocatable one. So if you want to maximize block variants, I think you have to approach the variant discovery to encompass all of the criteria that that could be defined for variants, which is visual, phonetics, right, when you have homophones, and semantic variants. So, I mean, that's one take for sure. I want to hear for you guys, what's your take on what a conservative approach to variant identification might be? And I think I lost ability to track who's raising the hand or the chat window, so please just go ahead and let me know if you want
to
talk.
This is Sarmad. I am in the queue. I don't see anybody else in the queue yet.
Okay, thank you, Sarmad. Please go ahead.
So if you allow, I would like to go back to number 1 before I come to number 2 on the repertoire. I think one of the criteria which we use as far as the repertoire is concerned is that we look at only things which are EGIDS scale 1 through 5, well, 5 being borderline, 1 through 4 are in, and 5 are case-to-case basis. Between that, obviously, we are only looking for scripts which are languages which are using that particular script. So, obviously, I think one mechanism to control this more explicitly is to require that all code points must come for that particular label must come from a single language which is EGIDS not more than 4, because again 5 we don't know how the GP is going to go one way or the other, I guess that particular language must be primarily written in the script for which the label is applied for. So I think that may make things tighter than what it says, I guess, at this time, which is probably just basing things on MSR, which may still be a bit more liberal. So let me stop here. Desalyn and Mariana have also raised their hands. Maybe they want to comment on this, and then I'll put myself back in the queue to comment on number 2.
Thank you. Okay, so Desalyn and Mirjana. Desalyn, go ahead. Desalyn, if you are speaking, you're on mute. Okay, let's looks like Desalyn is not able to speak now. Mirjana, please go ahead. And then we'll come back to Desalyn and Sarma.
Thank you, Dennis. Mirjana Tassi speaking. Sarma, this proposal of you, I mean, to that languages which does not have generation prime, that does not have LGR developed, that is a very good restriction to put them in, let's say, EGIDS 125, and that the labels from that language, from this script should be just from one language. It will reduce amount of confusions later. I just wanted to support your proposal.
Just a quick response to that. I was actually suggesting 1-4 and not 1-5, if that is
agreeable.
Because 5, sometimes, we can hear you, Desalyn, because 5 sometimes can be included or excluded. So I just wanted to make sure what I was suggesting was that what we suggest is certainly included, which says probably this limit may be at this stage to 1-4. Unless eventually a generation panel wants to come and include something which is 11.5.
Miriam, again speaking. Okay, I didn't interpret your discussion well, but I agree completely.
Okay. Desalyn, please go ahead. Desalyn, we lost you again. You're typing. I think we lost him again. Sarma, please go ahead and then we'll come back to Desalyn.
Okay. So if no more comments on number 1, number 2, I think generally it's a good idea to obviously block all the variants, but I would probably, I was thinking that it may actually not be, it may be useful to identify the variance from the perspective of analysis, but not from perhaps the perspective of declaring them as variants, because that may actually override the analysis of a potential generation panel. So maybe they can be considered in a similarity review process, but not really declared officially as variants by this panel, so that it blocks the string in case it needs to, but doesn't in a way fix the variant sets. I'm not sure whether I'm being able to explain what I'm trying to say.
No, I think I get it, and I kind of tend to agree with you. So let me rephrase what you said. So for analysis purposes, we should use a very restrictive approach and encompass as many criteria as possible to identify these potential variants for, let's put it that spin to the variant name, variant term, potential variants using these criteria, visual, phonetic, semantics, but do not declare them as official variants in the perhaps linguistic sense, but these are, but in practice, I mean, in a practical matter, as a practical matter, they will be blocked from allocation.
Right. So this is Sarmad again. So I think you're characterizing or you're understanding what I'm trying to say correctly. That's also what I was trying to suggest. So we want to do a liberal analysis of blocked possible blockage, but not in any way. But that analysis is sort of done in the context of similarity review, not declaring them as, I guess, variants, so that eventually it is really up to the generation panel to really decide what the variant sets are. We can't, the analysis should in no way require or suggest any variant definitions, just analysis of the string itself.
Yeah, I like that approach. From all practical purposes, those streams will be blocked from registration. It's just the way that we are delivering the information and the data, so that we are sensible to the future generation panel that's going to look at these items, and they will have more they will have the knowledge in order to differentiate what are true linguistic variants and for this script and what other things will be only just for similarity review purposes. So yeah, I like that approach. So let me just take note here so that we can amend this section. And I like others to chime in as well. Gaurav, I note that you joined the meeting.
Yes, I have. Yep.
Thank you. Sarma, can you help me? Is there someone on the queue?
No, nobody on the queue yet.
Okay. you are going to say something?
Yeah, so I was actually going to suggest that we would want to intend, or if we would intend to do a liberal string similarity criteria. So when in doubt, we err on the conservative side and consider those variants at this stage.
Yep.
Not variants, but not eligible as a string. And so the couple of things, I guess the other thing is probably applicable to the larger context, not just the variants, that this analysis really needs to be focused on the string evaluation and not really try to minimize impact on the eventual script-based LGR solution generation panel may do. So this is sort of a overarching, I guess, criteria which should be used by this evaluation panel, which is doing these strings. And that becomes applicable, obviously, at the repertoire level, at the variant level, and at the WLE level. So they should try to minimize, through that evaluation, minimize impact on what a generation panel may eventually try to do. So I guess in multiple ways. One is to make sure that their analysis is very limited to just the string evaluation and not really on the broader script. And then do it as, as conservatively as possible, that it doesn't take away the independence of GPE to create a LGR solution for that script.
Thank you, Sarma. Yeah, I think that's well put, and I agree with that that statement and way to present and convey what we're trying to put here.
Mariana made a comment in the chat room. I'm not sure, Dennis, do you see that, or do you want me to read that out?
I think it comes up. I agree with Sarma's proposal for 2A, option 1, 2. Oh, okay. Yeah. And then it I cannot read everything. Okay.
Mariana raised her hand.
Okay. Mariana, please go ahead.
You know, I'm sitting in the office and the noise is there in the office is very high. So at this moment it is quiet. I just wanted to support Sharma's approach, and I like it much. It is a very reasonable approach. That was what I was trying to reason in the chat room. Thank you.
Thank you, Mirjana, for that. Okay. Anything else on variants? I think we are in a good position now. This is I like the direction you were taking. So next item is
Desalin going as the raised his hand.
Okay. Desalin, please go ahead. Desalin, if you're speaking, you're on mute. Oh, so it's coming two-way. It's a two-way issue. Okay, let's continue. Hopefully Desalin can voice his comments over chat or email later on. Sarma, I cannot type on the chat room. Could you please just let him know that we'll wait for his comments on the chat window or by email or in the document directly. Maybe that's a better approach.
Sure. Okay, done.
Thank you. Okay, let's continue. So we talk about adding since we have a paragraph for repertoire, another one for variance, it's good to have a one for whole label evaluation rules. So we will add this. And then we have two more additions here. And speaking specifically to one of combining marks and then about mixing its scripts, if that's the case for the script in question. So on the combining marks, what I have learned is that, at least in the Latin script, and I think in other scripts as well, combining marks do not exist in a vacuum or as a standalone marks. They will exist in certain contexts. Those are included in the Unicode charts as a precomposed characters, and in other cases you are able to combine them. But in the case of the rules from LGR, generation panel have come up with combinations of letters and combining marks in a specific context, and they're not allowing combining marks to exist in as a standalone character, so that they cannot be combined with any other characters, such that it could impose or it could surface some security risk. So in that sense, a conservative approach to combining marks would be caution to not include combining marks, but if they must exist in the label, then it has to exist in that context. But now, reflecting on what we talk about, that we are looking at providing principles to a string evaluation process and not the script behavior in the roots from LER, I'm not sure whether this fits well here, and we should just remove it altogether. I want to hear some reactions as far as this part of combining marks.
So this is Ahmad. I'd like to put myself in the queue. There's nobody else.
Okay, Sarma, please.
So I think in general it is useful to have something specific on combining marks, as we have on script mixing, because combining marks clearly cause a potential issue which a regular letter may not. However, as you were suggesting, that we should talk about them in the context of a string rather than in the context of an LGR, because that's really, I guess, the scope of the panel. So we need to reword it. I think just again thinking about it on the fly here, I was actually thinking that we should say that if there is a combining mark which is used, it must be non-optional in that script and language, and it must come in a context which is clearly understood and not questionable within that string. And I guess at least that much, unless we can come up with a stricter criteria. So I'm actually thinking of examples of what could happen, you know, where a string could come in. So I'm thinking of Tibetan script and Thana scripts. Those are two different scripts which are still not part of the LGR, and we don't have enough, we don't have a GP which has actually started working on those two scripts. So Thana script, for example, or let's take Tibetan script. Tibetan script actually is like any other Indic script, that it has a central consonant, which is really the starting point, and then you have combining marks, and which are vowels. So actually, those are non-optional ones. And it's not like Latin script, where combining marks may actually be excluded, and you can still form perhaps a potential label. I guess in Tibetan, like and other Indic scripts, it's an combining marks may actually be an essential part of the string, but we may need to make sure that those combining marks are coming in a context which is clearly unquestionable and well understood. And if it is not well understood and in any way questionable, then that obviously label should be, at this time at least, not accepted. Again, with the same basic philosophy that we don't want to accept a string which can somehow restrict the way a generation panel would actually eventually review or create an LGR process, LGR proposal for that particular script. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarmat. Okay, so there's Alan comment here. Rules stated in the LGR procedure prevail. This was the assumption we made from the start, and combining marks need to be seen in that context. I think we're going in the same direction as Alan. Yes, yes. And we're making it very explicit here, since we want policy work to take a conservative approach to the string evaluation when the script is not supported. I want to scroll up just to see if you commented on the previous one. No? Okay. Any other comment on combining marks? Okay, let's move on. And then number Roman numeral 5, we issue a comment on commingling of scripts, and this is obviously not permitted, so the recommendation is to must not the apply for label must not the apply for label and variant candidates, I guess. Well, I don't know if we need to incorporate that, since every label will be blocked. but the apply for label must not mix scripts. And just adding a clarification, when we mean script is we are referring to the Unicode script property of such code points. And no exception to this recommendation. Any comments on this one? Okay, none. I want to go up again. I see a point from Desalin. So the Desalin comments on whole level evaluation rules. The whole evaluation are a part of the LGR rules. Let us avoid the reinventing the wheel path. So I'm not sure what you mean, Desalin, by not reinventing the wheel path. Again, the context of these recommendations are when there is no such LGR for that script. So we want to give the policy that needs to, or the process, the string evaluation process tools to, again, sorry for the redundancy, but to process, to evaluate new apply for TLD. So if you can elaborate a little bit more on your comment by not reinventing the wheel, I agree we should not reinvent the wheel, but again, we are looking at these recommendations in the context of scripts that do not have an LGR, are not part of the Rootson LDR because there was no generation panel working on those or still in process for integration. Whatever the case might be. And if you have more detail, please elaborate a little bit more on your comment or remove it if my answers satisfy your comments. Okay, so Sarma, anyone on the queue?
Nobody in the queue.
Okay, so let's continue. So we look at the five items if we want to offer, or the option one, right? We talk about offering a conservative method to evaluate new strings. The other option was to simply recommend not delegate the, I'm sorry, let's go back to option one. The option one would offer a way to evaluate the string and offer a path to delegation if the policy word defines that. The other option would be even more conservative, in which we simply say those strings, which scripts not supported, should not be delegated, and that's it. They just need to wait until a generation panel is formed. They submit their work to the integration panel, and the integration panel in turn integrates the new script into the Rootson LDR so that a algorithmic validation and calculation of variance be done. So those were the two options, and the option two is the shorter one. Don't pay attention to the Roman numeral. It's just by product of the document. So this is what we talked about 2 weeks ago. Let me read Desalin's comment here. As we have tried to put off stuff that have policy-related issues or touch policy, this sounds to me like one of them, a policy statement. So we discussed this, Esalen, 2 weeks ago. We discussed that there were going, we want to offer a conservative approach to how to process, how to do a string evaluation without a Rootson LGR. And it came up two positions, one which there is a path to delegation, and the other one just to put on hold. So these are the two options that we discuss. One being more conservative than the other one, right? Option two is the most conservative. Do not delegate until the script is evaluated by a Rootson LGR. And the other one is, well, if the community doesn't want to wait for a generational panel to form, because who knows how long time, how long it will take to form a generation panel and do the work, and then you don't want to harm in any way a community that wants to apply for a top level domain name in the script. At the end of the day, it's not their fault that generation panel didn't form and provided rules on LGR rules. So option one seems to be a more better way to approach that situation, right? There are going to be more restricted rules as far as how you are going to evaluate such a string, but you will offer a path to delegation, which has not, which has precedent, right? The new utility program work, I think, just fine without a Rootson LGR. So there is precedent as to doing such work. We just offer a certain elements that now having RFCs 69112 and the LGR procedure, now that we have those tools, we can offer that for the string evaluation process in extreme cases. And one of the extreme cases or corner cases will be the script is not supported in the LGR. So I hope that clarifies as to where we are now and why you see these two options. Please, but if you have still have a different view, please elaborate a little bit more and let us know what you think.
So, Sarmat, I'd like to put myself in the queue.
Yes, Sarmat, please.
So, I think option two is certainly the better option, I guess, if we have to choose between option one and option two, even though option one is the more practical, perhaps, option. And the reason I say option two is better is because in some cases, or actually in quite a few cases, in index scripts, for example, and more recently in Myanmar script, we saw cases where there are very arbitrary restrictions. They're not in a way predictable, that a particular combining mark can only come after a arbitrary set of consonants and not any consonant, for example. And those things are not predictable at all. You know, the community knows those restrictions somehow within the script. But just looking at character properties and people who are not expert in that particular script, it becomes very hard to really determine things just based on Unicode letter property and Unicode, other properties. And therefore, if we undertake option one, there is certainly an increased risk that there may actually be come a string which will somehow compromise the work by a generation panel. So having said that, I think one option could be that we present both option one and two, perhaps suggesting that option two is better but less practical. Option one is more perhaps practical but with the risk of potentially creating precedence which may override a generation panel's decision. So that's a risk and that's a reasonable risk for option one. It's not like I wouldn't say it is a sort of an outlier. I think it's more than an outlier just because of the fact, as I was quoting you earlier, that what we've seen in Indic proposals, many of the new Brahmi GP proposals, for example, is that there are many combining marks which come in arbitrary combinations of some letter code points, for example, and those are not predictable. Maybe one way to address that risk as a mitigation could be that we require that we should have at least one or two script experts in the panel which is evaluating that string in option one. Maybe I'm not sure whether that could potentially help, even though it will not totally take away the risk. But I think it will be better than having generic experts and not that experts from that particular script for that string. So maybe we can put some restriction on the panel which is evaluating that string to that they must include one or two or maybe two at least experts from that string, since the generation panel is not formed. Maybe that sort of helps alleviate the risk a bit more. Thank you.
Sarma, thank you. All good points. So I think we have come up to the end of the meeting. Again, please, we have had an interesting discussion today. So let's reflect on those. If you have more comments, please feel free to add those into the documents in the relevant context. And we look for those comments throughout the week and rearrange. I think what I'm going to do is move option two as one, and I agree with Sarma that taking the most conservative approach here is what we should aim for. So that would be the recommended approach. But of course, we also are sensitive to the practicality of a community that wants to see their script represented in the root zone. And so we want to offer a path, but at the end of the day, it's going to be the community that can choose how to approach that. We will offer our technical advice and then policy will decide what to do. Okay, with that said, we've come to the top of the hour. Thank you very much for attending and contributing today. We'll meet again next Monday, the November 5th, I think. Let me see calendar again. November 5th. Yes, November 5th. And for planning purposes, I'm not going to be able to host meeting on 12th, so the following Monday, November 12th, because I'm going to be in business travel. So we'll skip that meeting and then regroup again on Monday, November 19th. Okay, so next meetings are going to be November 5th and November 19th. Okay, with that, thank you again. Hope you have a great week and talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.